Is it time to rethink how we build business applications? I was excited as a kid with a new Lego set to discover that Adam Grant, who was the special guest speaker at the Microsoft Power Platform Conference last year in Las Vegas. In his talk, he touched on a topic that I think we can all apply to our Power Platform and Dynamics 365 applications, especially if you're applying agile practices, and that is to think like a scientist. In this episode, I'd like to unpack the idea of rethinking and how we can apply it to building amazing business apps. Hi, I'm Microsoft MVP and your Agile coach, Neil Benson, and you're listening to Amazing Apps, a podcast to help you build amazing Agile Dynamics 365 and Power Platform apps your stakeholders love. I was introduced to Grant's podcast Work Life by Frieda Maher, our CRM product owner at the University of New South Wales, 5 or 6 years ago. Adam Grant is an organizational psychologist, researches work, or as he puts it, how to make work not suck. He's got two popular podcasts today, Work Life and Rethinking, and I'm a big fan of both. He is a best-selling author of several books, including Hidden Potential, Think Again, Originals, and Give and Take. One of Grant's themes in his book, Rethinking, and his Power Platform Conference presentation is that people find it challenging to keep an open mind. There are a myriad of opportunities available to us if we're willing to rethink what we know and challenge our assumptions or closely held beliefs. But it's just not that easy. One of the reasons for this, Grant says, is cognitive entrenchment, which is when you have a significantly greater than average knowledge about a topic. You've gained a lot of your experience based on assumptions that might have been true when you started out years ago, but might not be true anymore. My kids taught me this lesson recently when we switched from playing the classic family card game Uno to playing a new variant called Uno Flip. My parents taught me to play Jack Change It 40 years ago, which is basically Uno played with a classic deck of playing cards. Uno is a proprietary version of Jack Change It owned by Mattel. In Uno Flip, the new flip card causes everyone to reverse their hand. The back of your cards become the front with a new set of colours. The discard pile and the draw pile both flipped as well. My kids are great at this new variant. They quickly learned to look at the back of everyone else's hands before they flip their card. This meant they knew what cards I've now got in my hand and they can use that knowledge against me. They team up to stuff their dad's hand with lots of pick up five cards. My 40 years advantage of Jack Change It and Uno have been eradicated by Uno Flip. The playing field is level, and they have demonstrated less cognitive entrenchment than me by being able to drop the old tactics and embrace new ones much quicker than I can. I've seen the same thing happen within my business apps teams in a couple of different ways, within the team and among our stakeholders. Within the team, we sometimes find that experienced developers acquire expertise with methods or approaches that are based on assumptions or constraints that were true years ago when the developer started acquiring their expertise, but that may not be true anymore. I'll give you a couple of examples. SQL Server Integration Services is the best tool for migrating data into Dataverse. It might have been true 10 years ago when a developer first learned to import data into CRM 2013, but today we have Power Query and Power Platform Data Flows, or Power Automate, or Azure Data Factory, or Logic Apps. If our developer from 2013 hasn't learned to rethink her practices, then she'll be stuck with SSIS instead of using a modern approach that's more suitable to meet the requirements. It's better to use the native charts and dashboards in model-driven Power Apps than embedding Power BI dashboards. Again, 10 years ago, this might have been true when there were a lot of technical challenges embedding advanced charts and dashboards, maybe from Power BI, and moving them through your environments and your ALM process. But today, Microsoft has updated the platform, and it's much easier to embed Power BI dashboards, and they should probably be considered first, rather than the native charts and dashboards, which probably won't see any more investment from Microsoft. George Bernard Shaw said, "Those who cannot change their mind cannot change anything." So, when was the last time you changed your mind? Step one to thinking like a scientist is to be prepared to rethink everything you thought you knew. Quick sidebar, I've been diving deep into the work of Dr. Peter Attia recently. He's a medical doctor specializing in the science of longevity, living healthier for longer. Peter Attia wrote Outlive, and he was Chris Hemsworth, medical consultant on Disney's Limitless television series. If you want to check out his work, then I'd encourage you to read or listen to his Outlive book or the Peter Attia Drive podcast or the Limitless TV series. Several years ago, Attia practiced long periods of fasting. He would abstain from eating any food and he would only drink water for periods of 5, 6, or even 7 days. But in the face of new research, he's changed his thinking. As we age, and I'm not getting any younger myself, it gets harder to maintain the muscles we need to balance and move around. Attia realized that if he kept practicing long fasting periods several times a year through his 50s and his 60s, he would lose more muscle mass than he'd ever be able to rebuild through strength training. He had to rethink his approach to fasting. Today, he practices short fasting periods of to 1 day, maybe 2 at max. Reading Attia's work, I've had to rethink my approach to my own health. Until October last year, I hadn't been to a gym regularly for 15 years, but a new gym opened up near us in December. I'd been 40 times. I'll be getting my second DEXA whole body scan in July, and my goal is to have gained a couple of kilos of lean muscle mass and held my percentage body fat steady at around 10% and improved my bone mineral density. And when it comes to building Power Platform and Dynamics 365 apps, I'm trying to keep an open mind and rethink some of my strongly held beliefs too. Don't worry, I'm not about to drop my strongly held preference for using agile approaches like Scrum to build the apps, but just about everything else is available for rethinking. Anytime I catch myself thinking about a best practice or using a definitive word like never, always, it's an opportunity to catch myself and ask, am I still clinging to a belief based on knowledge acquired a long time ago? And is there a better way or a new way of approaching the situation today? Are there any beliefs about building business apps you've held for a long time that you've recently rethought? Let me know in the comments below. I'm planning to return to the Power Platform Conference this October, and hopefully Microsoft will book another expert thinker like Adam Grant, and we can continue to challenge our beliefs. Maybe I'll see you there. I enjoy being able to create this content without relying on paid ads or sponsors. And to do this, our work is made possible by the Microsoft customers, partners, and consultants that are enrolled in Customary Academy courses. Our courses are free and some are paid. All help you master agile practices and apply them to your Power Platform and Dynamics 365 projects so that you can accelerate your career. Thanks to all our recent students for their support. Until next time, keep experimenting.